This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed freed American pastor Andrew Brunson to the White House upon Brunson's return to the U.S. after 2 years imprisonment in Turkey.
And again, to President Erdogan, thank you very much. To the people of Turkey, thank you very much. I think this will be a big step in our relationship. We have had a very harsh relationship over the past number of months because of what was happening, and I'm not going to blame fault.
The release of Brunson marked the end of a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges, allegations Washington called baseless. Mr. Trump told reporters that Brunson had suffered greatly but is now in good shape. President Trump has warned that there will be severe punishment for Saudi Arabia if it is determined that the Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey.
President Trump says he would be very upset and angry if it turns out that Saudi Arabia ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But, he says, they deny it every way you can imagine. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident and critic of the Saudi government, was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, more than a week ago. Since then, reports have emerged that he may have been killed while inside the consulate. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, the president says the Saudi government could be behind Khashoggi's disappearance and vows there will be punishment for whoever is. As for calls from Congress for sanctions against Saudi Arabia, including an end to arms sales, the president says that could hurt American jobs, and he doesn't want to lose an order like that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And Polish police used tear gas and a water cannon Saturday against right-wing extremists who were trying to block the first equality parade in the city of Lublin in eastern Poland. This is VOA News. At least 13 people have been killed, 21 others wounded, in an attack on an election rally in northeastern Afghanistan Saturday afternoon. Officials in Takhar province said most of the victims were civilians, except two policemen and one person from the Afghan intelligence agency, NDS. Khalila Seer, a spokesman for Takhar province police, said explosives attached to a motorcycle exploded while crowds gathered for the campaign of a female candidate for upcoming parliamentary elections. More than 400 women are running in the upcoming elections, scheduled for the 20th of this month. The United States and Taliban held a new round of direct talks this week in Qatar, where the two sides agreed to continue the dialogue process to promote a negotiated resettlement to the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman, while announcing details of Friday's meeting, the second in less than 3 months, said that the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghan Peace led his delegation and another to a six-member team with talks. Taliban representatives told the American delegation that the presence of foreign forces in Afghanistan is a major obstacle to a way of finding the real peace. Two blasts in the Somali town of Baidoa have killed at least 15 people and injured more than 30 others. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attacks. A survivor has told VOA that the suicide bomber threw a grenade at a busy restaurant, killing at least five people and injuring several others. The assaults come as the city prepares for elections as well. The death toll, Hurricane Michael, stands at 17 right now, but officials do expect for it to climb. In Mexico Beach, there is deep concern everywhere.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything and stuff. And so it's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses remained without power from the storm, north in Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia. A report in the Washington Post says that the Trump administration is actively considering plans that could again separate parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Citing anonymous sources, the report says that plans are under consideration because of the soaring numbers of families who are trying to enter the U.S. from Mexico. One plan, the sources say, would allow the government to confine asylum-seeking families for up to 20 days and then give them two choices. One would have parents remaining in the government detention center. The other would have their children processed somewhere else. This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.